Allow God to direct you to a word or phrase from the second reading of the text. From the Revised Standard Version, Psalms chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. There are many who say, "Oh, that we might see some good. Lift up the light of thy countenance upon us, O Lord. Thou hast put more joy in my heart than they have when their grain and wine abound. In peace I will both lie down and sleep, for thou alone, O Lord, makest me dwell in safety." The third reading of the text from the New International Version, Psalm 4, verses 6 through 8. During this silence, you're invited to come forward to light a candle to signify a prayer intention or other understanding between you and God. You may also come to the kneeler as you are able, to be anointed for healing for yourself or for another. For those of you wishing to give a tithe or an offering, you are welcome to do so as you come forward to light a candle or to take communion or as you exit the worship center. The New International Version, Psalm 4, verses 6 through 8. Many are asking, Who can show you any good? Let the light of your face shine upon us, O Lord. You have filled my heart with greater joy than when their grain and their new wine abound. I will lie down and sleep in peace, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. The final reading of the Psalm, 4th chapter, verses 6 through 8, from the Message Bible. Why is everyone hungry for more, more, more? They say, more, more. I have God's more than enough, more joy in one ordinary day than they get in all their shopping sprees. At the day's end, I'm ready for a sound sleep, for you, God, have put my life back together. King. My key word from this passage is more than enough. That phrase is found in the Message Bible. The other passages are fine, but I think you probably have heard this before. I prefer the Message Bible. The King James reading talks about dwelling in safety. The Revised Standard talks about joy in my heart. The New International Version also mentions joy and safety. I was moved by the phrase, having more than enough. Early in this year, I followed Pastor Hannah Weisbrot's instructions. Choose a word for the year. My word was enough. I'm not really sure why I chose the word enough. It was on the list of words she had, and it was between determination and improve. So there probably is something about my personality that caused me to choose enough instead of, well, we'll just drop that subject. When I read the phrase more than enough in the Message Bible, I was hooked. I began to think about the concept of enough. Almost every time we use that word, there is something connected to it. We have good enough, smart enough, safe enough, old enough, I've had enough, I've seen enough, and sure enough. More than enough doesn't usually come to our mind. Each use of the word enough has a little different meaning. If I say something is good, smart, or safe, our idea of that thing is clear, it's complete. If I say this car is safe, you've got a complete idea. If enough follows a word, our idea is lowered to a different standard, a standard that's less than complete. I think my favorite is old enough. If I say old enough, you think of somebody just like me. I'm old enough. Someone my age. If I say old enough, you think of someone not in this room. None of us have ever heard one say, you're not old enough for years. Well, wait a minute, one of us has. But all of the rest of us, we have not heard that in a long time. If I use the phrase sure enough, you might wonder what I mean. But if I say sure enough, that comes kind of clear. You know that it's talking about certainty. It's not talking about different levels of different things. Many years ago, I was working with one of the men at another church, and we were trying to finish up a job in the church. And as we finished, Emery was his name. Emery said to me, he said, well, it's good enough for who it's for. And I was a little bit taken back. We were doing church work. Didn't that require a higher standard? I've thought about that for many years. God is the only one who knows what's in our hearts. He sees through our faults. This passage by David is a reminder that God gives us more than enough. We are not completely good. We are good enough. God is complete. We are good enough for God's gift of more than enough. God accepts us with flaws. God gives his grace, his forgiveness, and his love in amounts that are more than enough. We no longer need to look for more because we have more than enough. Look around for what is enough and realize we have more than enough. Sure enough.
In Christ, we are more than good enough. We are more than sure enough. Because Christ is more than enough for us. Go in peace. Amen.